Roxanne Skall is a peer support specialist. She works with a variety of people, both in community support groups and at the Northlake Behavioral Health Center in Mandeville. A couple of times a week, she drives from her office on one side of Northlake's campus to a little brown brick house on the other side, where she leads a group for recovering alcoholics.
Even when I go down for the meeting, it's like going hang out with your friends. It's exactly what it's like, so that's pretty neat. I love what I do.
She's lived her whole life on the North Shore, raising four kids in Mandeville and Abita Springs. But about 10 years ago, she went through a rough patch. She started drinking heavily after her divorce and ended up crashing her car and going to jail.
I try to bring coffee and cookies, and then we just meet in here. Then we talk about issues pertaining to sort of substance abuse, but it's really more about life because that's what throws a lot of us into substance abuse is life, right? So it's open discussion. We bring up a topic and everybody talks on it.
Peer support is just one of the services NAMI offers. They also staff a hotline and run community support groups. Executive Director of NAMI St. Tammany, Nick Richards, says Skall is one of the client's favorite staff.
They don't just like her, they adore her. And not just in the sense that she's nice, but she's insightful and she's modest. Those are hard qualities to come about. You've had to gone through some things to have that kind of outlook.
He says NAMI has helped train about 20 peer support specialists on the North Shore. It's a new training model being used all over the country. They learn through a workshop how to interact professionally with their clients, offer emotional support, and manage crises, though they aren't psychiatrists or trained social workers.
I've never been in a psychiatric hospital. I've never received psychiatric treatment. I'm the last person that should go and talk to an individual that's being hospitalized and tell them I know how they feel, because I don't. There's no amount of reading. There's no amount of hearing stories. None of that can really make me understand the feeling that an individual living with mental illness is going through.
Her personal experience might not be the same as all of her clients, but Skall says she can sympathize, and that earns their trust.
I know what it feels like to be scared. I know what it feels like to feel like everything, your base just fell out from under you and you're floundering trying to get your feet back on the ground. I know what it feels like to have people tell you that it's, you know, you should just buck up and do what you need to do. Well, my neurotransmitters don't pay attention to my will just that much.
And while Skall is listening to and helping her clients, in some ways they help her too, by making her painful experiences into valuable life lessons that she can use to help others. As an employer, Richard likes to hire people with experience with substance abuse, involuntary hospitalization, or the criminal justice system to work with clients in similar situations.
I used to joke and say that if you don't have some kind of minor arrest in your history, I probably won't hire you. And unfortunately, most of the agencies around here, they go, oh no, you have an arrest, you can't be hired. Well, I look at the circumstances. It's easier for me to find really neat, really qualified people.
NAMI Community Program Coordinator Martha Benson says stigma is one of the biggest barriers to recovering from drug and alcohol issues or mental illness.
People think mental illness is the end of your life or it's the end of the road, but it's not. Recovery is possible. I see it every day. I see people who have been able to overcome a major illness, a mental illness, and go on with their lives. And their experience, that lived experience, is so rich and valuable.
NAMI hopes to start a walk-in center staffed with peer counselors and to get more of them employed in hospitals and social services locally and across the state. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.